Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, they may be your views as well, because our regularly scheduled guest, Bob Chapman, who's ordinarily right on time, has not called in yet. So if there's something you would like to talk about, why, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and you better give us a call soon. Bob could call in at any time, and would like to get your thoughts in before he does. But right now, I think I'd like to talk a little bit about this old adage that figures certainly don't lie, but liars can figure. And if you've read the certainly financial news the last couple of days, you'll find out that the unemployment rate is down. Why it's down from 9.2% to 8.6%, and although certainly not good, that's a big improvement. Certainly we should be encouraged. After all, there's increased hiring with the holidays coming up. But what does that really mean? Well, what it really means, if you read the rest of the article, is that, of course, an awful lot of people have no longer getting unemployment insurance. More and more people are just giving up looking for work. And this doesn't represent any massive increase in hiring or massive increase in jobs. It means that more people have just given up looking for work and have that feeling of hopelessness. The real figures, and of course, if you read so much that you're in the Wall Street Journal, it is designed to confuse you. And one article will say one thing, and one article will say another. And by the time you get through reading them, you don't know what to believe. I believe Robert Samuelson's figures. I think they're as accurate as anything. We've got about 14.5 million people who are unemployed. We have another 9 million people who are either underemployed or certainly working two or three jobs and really not doing very well. And then, of course, we have another 6 million people who've just given up looking for work. We've got 28 to 29 million people either unemployed, underemployed, or certainly have given up looking for work. And would they tell you that isn't it wonderful that the unemployment figure is down from 9% to 8.6%? And then you've got to read through the article to find out that it's not because there's any more employment out there. It is because, at least in most instances, people have just given up looking for work. And what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is manipulating a reality. But this is what government does. You have to understand the media is controlled by 6 major corporations. They all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. And you've heard me mention them before. That's AOL and Time Warner and Bertelsmann and Viacom and Disney and GE and Fox and Comcast. These are the corporations, many of them, they all interlock. They're all tied into the Council on Foreign Relations, and they control 90% to 95% of the media. And if it weren't for the shortwave, for the Internet, and for the alternative media, there'd be no way to get the truth, as there is in most nations. Most nations, people cannot get the truth. In Canada, they don't even have Christian radio up there. Fortunately, they can get the programming out of the United States. We have an awful lot of listeners up in Canada. People are anxious to get the truth. Well, their telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, or if you're going to have a monologue for the next hour. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and certainly we hear a lot about certainly what's going on over in Europe. What is really going on over in Europe?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
With national borders, national identities, and national currencies, what they want to do is, of course, take away the freedom. Of course, what they've done in Europe and most of the countries is what they've done in America. They control the media. They control both political parties. Of course, they want to give you the facade. You've got, a conservative party. You've got a liberal party. Ladies and gentlemen, it's like it is in the United States. You've got the Democrats and you've got the Republicans. You've got the right and the left. And they're all controlled by the same people. I mean, the Brotherhood of Darkness controls the Republican Party. The Brotherhood of Darkness controls the Democratic Party. But you have the idea, and it's all play acting, it's political theater. They try to give you the idea that, oh my goodness, you know, the two parties oppose one another, and yet they're all globalists. They all want ever-increased government control. None of the Republican candidates are speaking out against certainly the socialist programs that have been brought in by both political parties over the last 50 years. I mean, Social Security is not sustainable. Medicare is not sustainable. I mean, I hate to think of them, of these programs collapsing, but they are going to collapse. We should try to do the best thing we can and maintain as much as we can as we gradually try to get back to a free society. But our leaders don't want to, neither the Republicans nor the Democrats. And of course, unfortunately, so many Americans really don't want to give up anything. We've become dependent upon the government. We want to be free, but we want them to provide for us. And ladies and gentlemen, any government that can provide for whatever you need must be able to control you from the cradle of the grave. With us, Bob Chapman. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine as long as I'm taking care of from cradle to grave.
All right. I don't believe that you want that, and I don't think most Americans want that. They should understand that, Chris, as we move into this fascist society, it's all created. There's plenty of money out there. There's no shortage of money. But all the major banks, and I think there's six of them that control about 70% of the banking assets, and you know, there are about 8,000 banks and about 8,500 banks and about 8,000 credit bureaus. But the money is concentrated in the hands of a very, very few. Occupy Wall Street group says about, you know, we are the 99% is absolutely true. I just don't like their solution, which is give more power to the government to control that 1% and to tax that 1%, because every time they want to attack the rich or tax the rich, my tax bill goes up. And there are more and more billionaires that don't pay any taxes. Bob, you pick up the story and tell our listeners what's really going on economically in America and throughout the world today.
Well, I think you touched on it in a big way in talking about Europe and how the bureaucrats, the technocrats, which are bankers, and the politicians, let's say 95% of them, they all want the same thing. They don't want another war, and they're willing to sacrifice their freedom not to have another war by amalgamating in such groups as the European Union and the Eurozone. And I lived there for a long time. I speak their languages. And I was told, you know, when I lived there, that is the way they wanted it. And really, the people don't want it. If you look today, you'll see that 65% of the people who make those kind of decisions for themselves don't want it. But it's the people who they represent who turn on them and vote in the opposite direction of what the constituent would want. We have the same problem in America. I mean, you send somebody to Congress and he runs into Joe lobbyists who works for a group of financial people in Washington, but particularly New York City, and they say, gee, Joe, we really could use your vote. And of course, if you do that, we arrange for your grandson to get into Harvard. And on and on and on. And of course, your campaign contributions, you'll have so much money that you'll never get defeated. And so they go for it. And that's all they think of. They don't care about the European or the American people, only themselves. And that's how we got ourselves into the position that we're in. And as I've said often, if that position is not reversed with the election of Ron Paul in the next election, along with other people like him, then what's going to happen is we're going to get more of the same, and we're going to live in bondage. It's as simple as that. And in Europe, they live in semi-bondage already. And they think it's great until they have to pay the bill. We get six countries that are bankrupt. I mean, does it get any worse? Yeah, probably all the 17 could be bankrupt. But the point is, it doesn't work. It's not going to work in America. All the money that's being created out of thin air, particularly by the Federal Reserve, not only for the United States and American banks and American interests, but also banks all over the world, and particularly in Europe. And then they don't tell anybody about it. We have to go to appellate levels in the court system to find out that they've been lying to us. They didn't spend $100 billion. They spent $16.1 trillion. and on and on and on. And so this is the predicament we're in. And people either force these people who are in control to do what they're supposed to do, well, those things are going to blow up in everybody's face, and no one's going to like the outcome. Hello?
There is no way we're going to be able to avoid hyperinflation. It's coming, whether we want it or not. It's simply because they've created all of this money and credit. The only way, of course, to actually counter that is to contract the money and credit. It would plunge us into a deep depression. And they're not going to do that until they have to, and so we're going to just keep doing what we've been doing in the past, and certainly they're going to keep issuing more and more and more and more money. This is what the European banks are doing. Basically, this last week, why they committed the Federal Reserve System to creating a massive amount, and we're talking probably about trillions of dollars, and the European Central Bank and the International Monetary Fund and all the other central banks are going to create several trillion dollars to bail out Italy and bail out certainly Greece and Spain. But this is only a temporary measure, and they're going to have to create more money and more money until the whole thing, we get to 50, 100% inflation, 200% inflation a year. And then, of course, they're going to have to contract, and when they do, we are going to have a depression that's going to just destroy suddenly the holdings of so many people. And suddenly the people's money, their pensions, their annuities, their bonds, their stocks, I mean, everything that they have that is denominated in dollars. Somebody called this afternoon, wanted to know about first mortgages, if that was a good investment. And Bob said, absolutely not. Why? Because the value of money is going to be destroyed by the inflationary spiral that we are already in. And certainly the banks have lots of money. They're all, though, the leadership on them, there's six major banks. They're all in on the scam. They're holding that money back. Why? Because they don't want a solution to the problem. They want the problem, and they want to crush our economy, and of course they're going to do it. They are all tied into this group that want to create a world crisis because they want a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and to install the one-world leader. And until you understand that, nothing makes sense. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Bob, the headline certainly, that unemployment is down. Isn't that good? It's dropped from 9.2% to 8.6%. Isn't that wonderful that unemployment is down?
Well, it is. They forgot to tell you that about 300,000 people stopped looking for jobs, and that's why the ludicrous figure appeared.
And
they also created 36,000 more jobs out of thin air via what they call a birth-death ratio. It's same old, same old. The lies, the lies, the lies. Unemployment is 22.6%. And there it's going to stay until it goes higher. Hello?
They're not telling you, of course, that the reason that the unemployment is down is because so many people have given up looking for work. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman. The banks are sitting on lots of money. There's no shortage of money, but, of course, they're sitting on it because they want to crush our economy and impoverish our people. And the six major banks that are holding 60 to 70% of all the financial assets of this country all tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you doubt that, we have, of course, a list of these people, a little book that we offer called Who's Who in America. Our guest, Bob Chapman, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Bob, what do you foresee happening next?
Well, I think the Federal Reserve is probably over the next 3 to 6 months
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Idea was just to create so much carnage and horror that the people would be willing to give up their national sovereignty and form a world government. Of course, Korea was simply a non-event. We lost 48,000 men, but that was to convince the American people that after turning Eastern Europe and China over to the communists, that we really had an anti-communist foreign policy. Vietnam was simply a great diversion so they could bring socialism to the United States. And what we're, of course, doing in over in the Near East and the Middle East today is preparing for the next great war. We're actually toppling the government. We've already toppled the governments in Libya, in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Turkey, in Lebanon. We've turned them all over to the Muslim Brotherhood. We're in the process of doing that in Syria and in Yemen and Bahrain. And Sydney, the radicals already control Pakistan, and it's only a matter of time, certainly as time goes by, why the Muslim Brotherhood will be taking over in both Iraq and Afghanistan. We're creating the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the next great war, and nobody's telling the American people. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Let's go to Bill, who's calling us from the great state of Washington. Hi, Bill. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, you were talking about the wars, and, I mean, it came out that Wesley Clark already knew that Syria was in the cards because Rumsfeld told him there was all these different countries. I mean, there was Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Iran, Somalia, Sudan, and it was all a part of the PNAC program. And, I mean, that begs the question that if Clark already knew from Rumsfeld that Syria was in the cards, maybe the entire time they were, they already knew that they were going to use the Al-Qaeda's to attack Libya, and they knew that they were going to use them, because they're sending them to Syria now. And, I mean, if it's almost like this network of the Al-Qaeda's have always existed for convenience because, you know, basically we give them money. I mean, it's obvious we give them money.
Bill, we supported Al-Qaeda and the Islamic terrorists in Bosnia. We supported them in Kosovo. We are supporting them in Syria today. Al-Qaeda is there, and we're supporting them. We supported them, the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and in Tunisia and in Libya, and we're fighting them in Afghanistan. What's wrong with that picture? Bob, what would your comment be as far as Bill is concerned, who's very well informed and realizes that all of these wars are a farce? Go ahead.
Well, as you and I both have said many times, the Muslim Brotherhood was created in 1923 by MI6. And later along the way, we had a situation where the U.S. essentially overthrew Mubarak in Egypt, and he was replaced by people from the Muslim Brotherhood, which were made up of people who were radical, extremely fascistic Muslims. And that's borne out by the fact that during World War II, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem sent two divisions of Muslims to fight with the Germans against the Russians on the Eastern Front. And so this is nothing new. And now they want them to take over, or they have taken over, in Egypt. And from there, I think the name of the game is, let's start attacking other people, if they're Muslims or whatever they are. And that's what I think everybody has missed here. And I think you're going to see a move in the direction of the participation in warfare by several different Muslim groups, never mind the specter in the background of Israel attacking Iran. So they have plenty to do over there. They want to have another war on demand, they can go do that.
And, Bill, of course, you can't have a war unless you have an enemy. We create enemies. If you don't believe it, you need to see my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Can Buy. It's available on DVD. We have his book along that line. And we have a trilogy of books going into how we finance the Germans all before and during the Second World War. After all, how can you have a war unless you've got the enemy? We'll be back in just a moment.
Gather, This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Group that certainly controls the finances of the world. What's going to happen when they take over? And Bob says they've already taken over. I mean, they are in charge of everything now, but there's not very many of them. So what they have to do is consolidate their police power of the world. And this is why, of course, that they are changing the laws of this country and allowing the indefinite detention of anybody who speaks out against them. Allowing the murder of American citizens as long as the President of the United States deems it's perfectly all right. They are consolidating their power because, of course, they're subversives. They are deceitful. There's only a few thousand of them, maybe 6,000 or 8,000 at the most. And we're talking about a world with it's over 7 billion people in it. But it's a matter of this small group consolidating their power over the police and military throughout the world, and there cannot be even one nation that they don't control, because if there is, why, people would, with incentive, go to that nation and eventually overthrow them. So every nation, every police force, everyone must be controlled. And if you don't think that they have their system of informants in America today, and they're watching you, go up on the internet and, of course, type in InfraGuard, 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 and, of course, that gets into the FBI. System of spying on Americans. It could well be your best friend is one of their agents. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Dave? I think we lost Dave. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Everybody in America has a number from the time they're born. They have their cameras every place in America. Most people have a charge card or a grocery store charge card. They have certainly information on everything you buy. They have dossiers on you, a number of dossiers that are certainly sorted out by the Fusion Centers, F-U-S-I-O-N Centers. Project Echelon listens to every telephone call, not just on the terrorist, every American. They were doing it long before the so-called threat of terrorism, which is non-existent. That's E-C-H-E-L-O-N. Echelon, look it up on the internet. Certainly they have the ability to monitor and follow you with the GPS satellites. They have their InfraGuard system where they have their system of spies. There are certainly tens of thousands of government agents spying on people all across America. Today there's a new book we'll be reviewing called Top Secret America, written by two Washington Post reporters, who go into the background of this vast web of subversive activities financed by your government against the American people. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster, how they can learn what's really going on in the world today.
The Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. Published by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, running around 35 or 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the internet. Everything you need to know each week is in that publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. You can also go to www.INTFORECASTER.com, intforecaster.com. For those of you who would like to ask a question, and we answer everyone, or if you would like a copy of either copy, or if you'd like a copy of our latest report on gold and silver shares, just email us. And that address is bob@intforecaster.com, bob@intforecaster.com. And for those of you who would like to call toll-free, that number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Mike calling from Scotts Valley. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for Bob. Hi, Mike. How are we doing?
Good evening, gentlemen. Hi. A couple quick questions. With the campaign trail heading on as it is, I'm wondering if you guys can answer this question. Why do you think the Ron Paul campaign is not utilizing alternative media sources more than they are right now? That seems to be where they would gain the momentum. I know internet is working, but people like Alex Jones, perhaps you, Dr. Stan, and others that have a listener base, the campaign hasn't had any interviews with you all.
Well, would you like to address that, Bob, and then I'll give my opinion?
Well, I certainly have never been approached. He knows I have a publication, and he knows how much radio time I do, which is more than anybody in the country. Mm-hmm. But every single program that I'm on, I tell people that I think Ron Paul is our last hope, mm-hmm. and he must be elected, and other people like him with him. And if that doesn't happen, I tremble to think what is going to happen to America.
Well, look, Mike, basically you must understand that I'm sure that Ron Paul's campaign is infiltrated. And
yes.
I really believe it is, and yes. I have tried a number of times to get Ron Paul on my program, mm-hmm. and I've not been able to get him on. Now, certainly I know that Alex has had him on a fair number of times. Alex is an ardent supporter of Ron Paul, mm-hmm. and as am I. But, of course, we have tried repeatedly to get him on, and I'm sure that they have people there working within his campaign that are there to sabotage him. I think he's doing as well, or doing very well. I'm surprised he's doing as well as he is with, of course, that I don't know who it is who's working in his campaign, mm-hmm. but I know they're there, okay?
Yes, and the second question I had was, Bob, you had mentioned in other broadcasts a book on the history of gold. Do you remember what that book was and what the title was?
The History of Gold?
Yes, you had mentioned it before on another radio broadcast. It's a book that goes for quite a bit now. It's out of print. And I'm trying
to
remember.
You mean Gold Warriors?
Yes, sir.
By Selfridge? Yeah, they're a couple out of Australia.
Okay.
And Gold Warriors is a story of the great hoard of wealth that was held by the Japanese in all forms, gold, silver, precious metals of all kinds, and diamonds and rubies and all of those things. And more importantly to the people of Asia was the heirlooms that they took from countries. And the Gold Warriors is a wonderfully researched situation. And I know a great deal more about it than most people because I was invited to go on the last quest for gold by a lot of ex-CIA people and generals and so on. And that was in the early 1980s, and I refused to go because, quite frankly, I was making too much money. And but others who I know quite well did go. And they are in the book. And everything in there is truthful. And at the end of the war, the OSS and the United States government made a deal with the Japanese. And you take half the loot, we take half the loot, nobody knows about it. And we help keep the two parties in Japan, both of which were fascistic, in power. And you do what we tell you to do, and everything will be terrific, and you get half of what you stole. And that was the deal.
Well, thank you for that keen recollection on that title. I'll listen to the rest of the show. Thanks, guys.
That was Mike calling from Scotts Valley. Again, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Of course, basically, I think that the people of great wealth today are getting out of paper money because they know it's going to lose its value. They're getting into gold and silver. And if you're smart, you're going to do what they are doing. And you're not going to, of course, be taken in by these people who tell you that, oh, my goodness, it's a great time for buying property. It's a great time for investing in the stock market. It's a great time, you know, to invest in speculations in this, that, or the other thing. There's fortunes to be made. Because I would simply point out that their fortunes should be lost. And my fear is that so many people out there really don't understand what inflation is about. We are already running, according to Bob, 11.3%. I think he's right on. I think probably by next year we'll be 20-25%. The following year, 50%. And with that, of course, will come the demise of the dollar as we know it. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Bob. I want you to, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think the fast track to where you should have your assets after you put in dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and a water filter, a method of defending your family, as the gold and silver coins, bullion, and shares. And I don't know of any other place to go to. I do hundreds of shows every month, and I tell everybody the same thing. If you know a better investment, please let me know, because I'd like to know it, or anything that's even parallel. And I've never received an email.
And I really think it's vitally important that people begin making preparations. Certainly, I've recommended this in the past, but I would recommend it again. I don't know if you've read the John Williams analysis of where we are, because John Williams is an economist, and I know that Bob uses his material. It comes from shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com, but you can go to the website, scan down to his analysis of hyperinflation, 2011, March 2011, 67 pages, pull it down, read it, reread it, and read it a third time. And he says very clearly, there is no way to avoid hyperinflation. We are going into hyperinflation. They're going to destroy the value of your currency. Start thinking how you're going to live with a barter system, because that may well be all you have other than gold and silver. Have you read that, had a chance to read that treatise by John Williams there?
Yes, I follow him very closely and have.
I mean, he sounded like he'd been listening to Bob Chapman.
Well, it's vice versa. But anyway, the thing is, he's a wonderful source for the very mundane and dry world of economics. And, you know, after you get into economics, you find it isn't that mundane and dry. Once you discover the truth, not the gobbledygook put out by the Keynesians that pervade all of our institutions of higher learning and have since the 1920s. No, you've got to find out the real truth, not what you've been given by these people who are on the payroll of Wall Street and banking. And once you've come to that conclusion, and you see the fallacy of their ways, what you do then is you go out and do the sort of thing that is proper for yourself. And then once you set yourself on the proper course, then you tell other people. And again, don't be disappointed. 99 out of 100 people are going to reject what you've got to say. And Stan and I have been doing this for over 50 years, and we know that. And so if we can get one person out of 100 to be able to save themselves, then we've accomplished a lot.
And, of course, my plea is for people to understand that we're not dealing with simply selfish people. We're dealing with a conspiracy. And behind that conspiracy are powerful spiritual forces. Of course, my goal is hopefully to utilize the crisis that is here and the tragedy and the tragic events that are coming to bring people to a personal relationship with our Lord. Because I think that if there's any hope of salvaging anything, why, it's going to be a moral and spiritual revival. I don't see it coming. I think that they've infiltrated the churches. I think many of our church leaders have embraced this idea of a one-world religion. Can't we all get along together? And the truth of the matter is, we can't, and God didn't intend that way. And that's why he created all the different branches of Christianity. And basically because none of them has the full truth. And your full truth you'll get out of the scriptures, but not from any one man. And so many people have infiltrated the Christian movement who are not Christians. They pretend to be Christians, but they are there simply to disrupt and destroy the very essence of Christianity. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment for Bob Chapman. And Bob, certainly, how can people actually get your... Now, you told us earlier how to get it, but tell our listeners again how to subscribe to the International Forecaster.
Well, the Forecaster was an evolutionary process. I'm born out of the boredom of myself, who retired too darn young from being a stockbroker, and 52 years old, and I get tired of playing golf and tennis every day, so I decided to do something useful, because somebody came up to me one day and said, "What's up?" And I said, "I'm bored." They said, "Great, I got a great idea. Start a newsletter." And that I did from scratch, and that's what it's become today, one of the premium letters in the world. There's people all over the world who read that publication, and just recently, in a new book that just came out called Boomerang, Michael Lewis talked about me on page 79. I've yet to see the page. I don't know what he says, but anyway, I'm there. And that's a great achievement for me, who was never trained as a writer. I went through university just like everybody else did in business and finance and things like that. And so I've been very, very fortunate to have had the opportunity.
Well worthwhile reading.
And to be with Stan and people like him.
All right, fine. And once again, how could people subscribe to it?
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
In Europe. Now, basically, they are not trying to solve the problem. How would you solve the problem? Why, you'd break up the European Union, you'd allow the so-called pig nations there in the southern part of the country to go their own way because they're not going to act responsibly. They'll simply have to default, but if they default, of course, it'll take down the banks in Europe, and because our banks have guaranteed the value of the bank's purchase of European bonds. Why? Because it'll take down our banks. But they never should have made these loans in the first place, and the best thing to do would be to break up our major banks. But this isn't going to happen because these people are part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Every one of our six major banks in the United States ties into the secret society that was created as a front, or I should say into the front organization that was created as a front for the Round Table Group, that was created as a front for the Association of Helpers, was a front for Cecil Rhodes Secret Society. And if you want to know how it all fits together, you need to read Professor Quigley's two books, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and The Anglo-American Establishment, because Professor Quigley had an opportunity of actually studying this and going through the secret files of the secret societies. And basically, how do I know that? Well, I've read his book, Tragedy and Hope, and he says that on page 950. But more than that, I didn't believe him. I went back to Georgetown University. I went through Professor Quigley's papers before they were simply shredded, and I found all of his documentation for what he had found when he went through the records of the secret societies. I copied them, and I sent them to leaders throughout the country, just in case I should meet an unfortunate accident that other people, reliable people, would have copies of that information. And so it is disseminated across America. So it won't do them any good to kill me, at least not for the time being. So basically, there is a secret society, and the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for that, as is the Bilderberg, the Trilateral Commission, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Club of Rome, and they want a one-world government. There are not very many of them, a few thousand people, but they rule the world. They control the wealth of the world. They control the military. They control the banking system. The major banks, they control the major corporations. I'm talking about GM, GE, AT&T, IBM, all those corporations that helped build up Adolf Hitler, so we could have a good war between 1939 and 1945, so we could kill as many people as possible, so people would be willing to accept the United Nations. And people say nothing could be that horrible and crass. And I would like to point out that if you need the information, we have it available to Radio Liberty. One source may be a four-CD set we have called The War Against the Jews. It's built upon my interviews with John Loftus, who had the security clearance three levels above top secret. We carry John's three books, The Secret War Against the Jews, America's Nazi Secret, and Holy Trinity. The Secret War Against the Jews, America's Nazi Secret, and of course the Unholy Trinity. We carry those books. We carry a trilogy of books written on how we financed Adolf Hitler, both before and during the war. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Dr. Sutton. John Loftus's America's Nazi Secret. Charles Higham's book, Suddenly Trading with the Enemy. They don't want you to know this, after all. This would be an act of treason, but the treason continues today. All of this information, Tragedy and Hope, Professor Quigley's book, it's all available to my website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And so they listen to our radio programs at RadioLiberty.com. You could listen 24 hours a day if you have a computer, or an iPod or iPad or BlackBerry, and then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Orlean Kula and, of course, of Kirk McKenzie. And we're going to be talking about Agenda 21. And, of course, Agenda 21 is the secret plan for the world laid out for the elitists who, of course, want to use the threat of damage to the environment to justify ever-increasing control over the lives of the people. Why do they want that? Why? Because, of course, the people behind Agenda 21, it really all began with the people in the Club of Rome, the royalty of Europe, the degenerate royalty of Europe. A lot of these people are homosexuals and pedophiles, the Bilderbergs. And basically, if you haven't read the book Satanic Crimes, we carry it. I mean, certainly they make the Mr. Sandusky here in the United States look like a piker. But it goes, basically, you need to get the information on this. These people, as people of great wealth, have set up this program, starting with the Club of Rome, and then, of course, being carried forward into something called Agenda 21, which is the agenda for the 21st century. And with us is Kirk McKenzie. We're trying to get Orlean Kula on the line. The line is busy. So, Kirk, are you there?
I am. Good evening.
Oh, well, so we're going to just have you. I want to tell our listeners about Agenda 21. We keep calling Orlean, can't get through to her. What is Agenda 21? I mean, and what's wrong with this agenda that's been put forward for the elitists? Shouldn't we be concerned about the environment?
Well, we can be concerned about the environment, but I think we'd be more concerned about the future of the world. I think you're absolutely correct. The Agenda 21 is an abbreviation for the United Nations Agenda for the 21st Century. So we can lay to rest all the claims about conspiracy theories and so forth. It's right there in front of you, and people can go look at the United Nations and look at the website and find it. There is an agenda, and it is put forward ostensibly by the United Nations, and it is a vision for how they want to see the world change during this particular century. And those changes are absolutely radical. And, of course, the United Nations is founded by David Rockefeller, and the bank that finances the United Nations is the Chase Manhattan Bank, which is now merged with J.P. Morgan, another one of the people that was behind the formation of the Federal Reserve. And so the United Nations is really little more than a corporation that is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the international bankers. So when we talk about the United Nations agenda for the 21st century, I will just substitute the fact that we're talking about the international banker for the 21st century. And how do they see that world? Well, they see a radical decline in the world's population. We're talking for something like 7 billion people to maybe 500 million or so. We're talking about eliminating humanity from a great portion of the land, including the United States. And there was a huge effort to shut down rural America and move us into kind of concrete communes where we're going to be denied cars. We just have to walk or bicycle to, whatever, which means we have to work there, eat there, live there, get our entertainment, go to the movies there. And so they're going to shut down food production dramatically. So it's a huge, huge change in what they vision of the future of the world. And there will be no liberty in this world. There will be no freedom.
And I think it's vitally important for people to understand this is not imaginary. It's real. It's written down. They know exactly what they're doing. And they're carrying out this program. But since they control the media, you're never going to hear about it. We finally have Orlean on the line. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Welcome.
Very interesting ideas of how they can perhaps help people with this opt-out program. Well, it's not really an opt-out. They're just giving people the opportunity to be on a waiting list, and eventually everyone will still have to have the smart meters. But so a lot of us spoke out against it. Well, everyone did. There was, of course, no one in favor of this. And I found out in doing research that they really are under the whole control of Agenda 21 with ICLEI. And I'm probably your readers have heard about ICLEI before.
Well, but certainly I want you to tell them. We're going to be back in just a moment with our lead caller and Kirk McKenzie right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest, Gracious Orlin Kola, who is Vice President of the California branch of the Eagle Forum. We have with us also Kirk McKenzie, of course, is with DefendRuralAmerica.com, the DefendRuralAmerica.com. But basically, we're talking with Orlin about Agenda 21. And Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century. Now, I can say it's a secret agenda because most people have never heard of it, but you can learn about it on the Internet. But you're seldom, if ever, going to hear about this from the controlled media, whether it be radio or television or newspapers or periodicals. There are books written on it. In fact, Orlin Kola has written an excellent book, which we carry, called By Stealth and Deception. It is being certainly coordinated here in the United States by an organization known as ICLEI, a subversive organization. ICLEI stands for International Coalition on Global, International Coalition on the on
International
local
Council for Local,
environmental
Initiatives,
right. International Coalition on Local Environmental Initiatives. ICLEI is a international organization funded certainly by people of great wealth to coordinate Agenda 21 and bring it into communities across America. Over 600 American communities have certainly introduced this subversive plan, and if you live close to a community that has it, that is going to influence your community. So I'm going to let Orlin talk to you about what Agenda 21 is, what ICLEI is, and how this all works together. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Orlin, what is Agenda 21? How is it going to impact on the lives of the people in the audience? And, of course, then how is ICLEI coordinating this whole subversive program?
Okay, well, Agenda 21 was created in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro and signed on to by 179 heads of state, including our President George Bush Sr., and he just did it symbolically because he really didn't have the authority to do that. Part of it was a treaty called the Biodiversity Treaty that was then presented later to the Senate, and the Senate, realizing at the last minute, because this nice Michael Kaufman was able to get them the information, flew it in from Switzerland so they could actually see the treaty, because they were going to vote on it sight unseen. And they saw part of the treaty included the words wildlands project, and so they didn't even vote on it. But it was still implemented by Bill Clinton when he became president. So part of Agenda 21 does include the wildlands project, and that's what Kirk McKenzie and I experienced up in Siskiyou County, where they were going to be bringing down four dams and turning part of that land into a wilderness monument area. And that part of the plan is just to rewild America. 50% of America is supposed to be back into pre-Columbian times. But all of this is being implemented through this local initiative group called ICLEI. And again, that stands for International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. And we discovered that not only do communities belong to ICLEI, counties belong to ICLEI. California has 150 cities and counties, but there's also private corporations that belong to ICLEI, and one of those is PG&E and the California Public Utility Commission. And so when I spoke before the CPUC last Thursday, I let them know this. Everyone was saying, please, you can make these changes. You don't have to push this smart meter on me and my family, and look what has happened to my wife, who has died of cancer, and boy, the heart-wrenching stories that these people had to say. And I let them know this is a mandate that is our CPUC and the PG&E have signed on to by joining ICLEI. So it's really higher than the federal government. It's coming from the United Nations down upon us. And I in my letter to them, I let them know that ICLEI is letting them know who they are to work with and contract with, what goals they will have, standardized energy data collection, additional possible demands, and the ultimate goal is 100% compliance by the year 2020.
Well, and Arlene, what sort of response did you get when you addressed the Public Utilities Commission?
Well, at least they didn't just sit there and roll their eyes like they were doing, hearing all of these heart-wrenching stories. I think they looked a little bit shocked that someone actually knew their connection with ICLEI. And when I in my presentation, I told them that they had all received a book, a copy of my Just Say No to Big Brother Smart Meter book, so they had that information, and I do connect ICLEI in that chapter at the very end. But this letter to them gave them the website and all the information that really showed the connection between PG&E and ICLEI. And then when I handed the letter to them, I handed it to one of their attorneys, and he said, he whispered, "I would like a copy of your book." So maybe even the attorneys are not aware of this and need to find this out as well.
Arlene, most people aren't aware. In fact, this story is so incredible, most people would find it almost impossible to believe. Anything could be this vast and be covered up in America where we have freedom of the press. Ladies and gentlemen, freedom of the press doesn't mean you have freedom to hear what you're supposed to. Freedom of the press means that when you control the press, you have the ability to suppress whatever you want to. And a small number of major corporations control the media in the United States, as we've reiterated over and over again. And you must understand that they all tie into the subversive group we talk about, headquarters at 5080 68th Street in New York City, the Harold Pratt House, which interlocks with all the other subversive organizations dedicated to the destruction of personal and individual freedom and the establishment of a world-ruling oligarchy, having nothing to do with communism other than they have financed communism ever since its inception, so you'd focus your attention on communism rather than the subversive element in New York City. Go right ahead, Arlene.
And the new communism now is the Green Movement. And how ICLEI is doing this is through something that they called Green Communities Program. And they just have the acronym GC for Green Communities. And it's under this Green Communities Program that they are bringing in all of their demands of PG&E and every group that belongs to them. So at the end of my letter, I gave them all of the references, and one is a letter that was sent to them by ICLEI called the Green Communities Program Advice Letter pursuant to D.09-09-047 Pacific Gas and Electric Company. Hereby submits its Green Communities Program Advice Letter for its 2010-2012 energy efficiency portfolio, all in compliance with what ICLEI is demanding of them. And I think that kind of blew them away a little. I also had a lot of people who were there speaking out about the health issues who asked for copies of this, because most of these people don't have a clue anything about Agenda 21, that there really is a higher order to all of this. They still think that PG&E and the CPUC could change their mind on these issues. Well, it's coming from much higher than our own state, our own federal government. Once they joined ICLEI, they are now under the mandates of the United Nations.
Well, now, basically, do you think that you had an impact upon the people there with the Public Utilities Commission? Certainly, it would sound as if maybe some of these people really don't understand what this is all about.
I don't think some do. I think maybe some of even the commissioners looked a little bit surprised. I think Mr. Peavy, the head honcho, knows what is going on. And most of the addresses that people were saying were addressed to him. But it's just so sad how I started this letter off, too, which was kind of a surprise for some of them. I quoted from a California code, 11121-21, that says, it is the public policy of this state that public agencies exist to aid in the conduct of the people's business. The people of this state do not yield their sovereignty to the agencies which serve them. The people in delegating authority do not give their public servants the right to decide what is good for the people to know and what is not good for them to know. The people insist on remaining informed so that they may retain control over the instruments that they have created. So then I let them know, you are our public servants. We created you. And you're not supposed to be our Lord and Master dictating to us what we can do and not do with our own property and our own meters on our homes. But I said, instead of serving us, you have become the servants or slaves to a powerful international organization that is dictating to you. And you, in turn, force those dictates upon us. So it was not the usual speech that they have heard from all these people over the many months. And who knows if any of this makes any impact on them. But my plea at the end of it was, get rid of ICLEI. You can drop your membership, and then you can be the person or the group that you're supposed to be.
And does the Public Utilities Commission actually belong to ICLEI?
Yes. See, this is ICLEI is not...
You see, that's a subversive organization. I think that they would be criminally liable as collectively and individually for subversive activity, because this is a subversive organization.
And that's also what we quoted also in this letter, the part of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, that says that states or local governments are not supposed to enter into any agreement with a foreign power. And I said, that's what you have done by having this membership with ICLEI.
Well, I think that whatever there's any lawyer at all would take a case against the public utility action for subversive activity. That's criminal. We'll be back in a moment with Arlene Kula and Kirk McKenzie talking about ICLEI and Agenda 21. Arlene?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Do
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Liberty, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Orlean, certainly as you've talked to people all across the country, you've written a book on smart meters. Incidentally, we do carry Orlean's book on smart meters. What's the exact title of that again?
Just Say No to Big Brother Smart Meters.
Just Say No to Big Brother Smart Meters. We actually have a four-tape set on smart meters, a four-CD set. You need to get this information so you can speak about it intelligently. What do we know about the health effects? We know that a lot of people have smart meters, and certainly it doesn't affect their health at all. But other people do. Do we have any idea what percentage of people are sensitive to have electromagnetic sensitivity?
I was asked to speak at a national wireless summit October 4th in Washington, D.C., and there were doctors and scientists who were there speaking, and they say now it's 9% of our nation who is now electromagnetic sensitive. It used to be just 3%. By next year, who knows, maybe it'll be up to 20%. The more we are bombarded by this, after a while our bodies just break down and we can't hold out any longer. And it's especially those who already have some kind of a compromise to their immune system. A lot of people who have Lyme disease immediately have reactions when the smart meter is put on their home.
Well, that's, really fascinating. I'd never heard that before, because we have several million people in America who do have Lyme disease, which is a chronic infection. Of course, it's related to immune system alteration. And so the immune system is altered by the Lyme. The Lyme is influenced by the immune system. So it sets up a vicious cycle, and until you can get the immune system responding normally, why, of course, they become susceptible to all sorts of infections and all sorts of symptoms. But, of course, so then these people are really susceptible to electromagnetic stimulation.
Yes, I have a good friend here in Santa Rosa who has Lyme disease, and she said as soon as the smart meter was put on her home, she had heart palpitations and severe headaches, and it's just gotten worse after that. Other people, any kind of a illness like multiple sclerosis, they're certainly affected by the smart meters as well. And little children who have autism, they're really affected. And you know, some people say, well, these are just the canary in the coal mine to, as an example for all of the rest of us. Maybe next year there will be so many more people that now have reactions to the smart meters.
Well,
what we are also finding out is they can actually up the ante on the radiation that is coming into your home. That is what Deborah Tavares truly believes, that these smart meters are, they could be murder devices. In fact, she calls them murder meters.
Well, because the thing is that we do know that the smart meters are simply a prelude to the smart appliances, where, of course, there'll be chips and certainly transmitters in all of your electric appliances, which will be communicating with your smart meter. And then this is simply part of the smart grid, smart electric grid, which is part of this whole idea of smart growth. And, of course, I call it subversive meters and certainly subversive appliances and subversive growth. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't want you to know. What they want to do is control every aspect of you, and I believe that there are people who are actively working to destroy the health and well-being of the American people. And people say, who would want to do that? And I would say, well, who would want to kill between 40 and 41 million Chinese between 1948 and 1958 and 1962? You've heard certainly about the Great Hunger in China, haven't you? And people look blank. And I said, of course you haven't, because you're not supposed to. It took place. What about Operation Keel Haul, where they rounded up 6 million Russians at the end of the Second World War and sent them back to Stalin to be executed? You know all about that, don't you? And they look blank, and I say, of course you don't, because, of course, there's so many things that go on in the world that you don't understand about. There really are evil and wicked people in the world. I was reading the story about what's going on in Akron, Ohio, where there were a small group of people there who are actually luring some of the unemployed men just to come to Akron to look after a cattle ranch. They only brought them there so they could kill them. There was no profit to be made. They just took great joy in killing them, and they've arrested, of course, Mr. Beasley, Richard Beasley, and another young man, and there's several other people involved in this murder, not even for profit situation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question for Lynn Coulomb, or certainly for Kirk McKenzie. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Orlean Kula. Orlean, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Kirk, are you there?
I am.
All right, fine. Kirk, would you like to make any remarks at all here for a few minutes? And what are your thoughts about what Orlean is saying? And basically, of course, I would have loved to have been there when she addressed the Public Utilities Commission. What are these, how many of these people really understand what's going on? It sounds like there might be a few of them who do not understand the subversive nature of the program that they're engaged in.
I would suggest there's probably quite a few that don't understand it, but hopefully people like Orlean and others that go out and are talking to them, and Orlean's very effective because she's, you know, doesn't come out there and ranting and raving, but she just talks like a normal person, and I think it's very effective. But these, to pick up where you stop here on these smart meters, I'm a computer guy by background, and these are nothing more than small computers, and they're sitting there, like you say, and they'll be monitoring everything in your home, and they can selectively control the energy to your computers, your television set, your phones, whatever else, but your ovens, your hot water heaters, your cool heaters. And this has already happened in the industrial world. I used, when I worked for Intel, and we had those rolling brownouts, they actually used that as an excuse, so now they have the centralized computers that reach into all these industrial places, but there's some things you might not be familiar with. All of the gas pumps at the gas stations, as of the result of Phase 2 Environmental Act that was passed 20 years ago, that's been implemented. There is now central control over every single gas dispenser in California, and they can shut them off, and they do. They have the ability to go ahead and shut them off so they can shut off the gas leak. We have the Diebold rolling machine.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, as Dr. Stan Kuzmikic was just saying, of course, the interlock between our electronic equipment is amazing. That suddenly all the gas pumps in California are all interlocked. They can be shut off at any time. The whole idea of the smart meters is they can monitor your electricity consumption, and they can selectively turn off or on the appliances in your home. And the whole idea behind this is they want to be able to control everyone in everything from the cradle to the grave. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question on Agenda 21, on ICLEI, on this subversive program, which is being implemented not only all across the United States, but all across the world, installing smart meters so that you can check on basically have a means of watching and controlling everyone in the world and their electricity units usage. There is no shortage of electricity. It's all being artificially controlled, and this whole environmental movement is being used certainly as a vehicle of controlling the public. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question for either Orlean or Kirk. But before we go on, Orlean, would you like to get your website out? People would know how to get your information. Now, we do carry your book by Stealth and Deception. We carry your book, Just Say No to Smart Meters. And we actually have a four-tape set on Agenda 21. We have a four-tape set on the smart meters, a four-CD set on smart meters. Orlean, how can people get to your website?
Well, they can go to two different places for the smart meter book, and one of them is refusesmartmeters.com, and the other is nosmartmeters.net. And then, of course, go to Dr. Stan, and your secretary just ordered another 15 from me, so they will be going off tomorrow to you. And I really appreciate your carrying my smart meters book as well as By Stealth and Deception. By Stealth and Deception you can also find at www.bystealthanddeception.com. And also, if you go to our Eagle Forum website, you can find some of the writings and information that I've done about this, and that's eagleformofcalifornia.com. So that gives you lots of resources. But, of course, Dr. Stan is the best resource of all, and you are such a wealth of amazing information. I was very honored to be a guest in your studio, and I have never seen so many books in one place in my life. Like, he has a vast library of some of the best books you've ever seen. I think he has them all committed to memory. So Dr. Stan is kind of a walking encyclopedia himself on all of these subjects.
I wish that were really true, but we've got at least a moderate knowledge of what's going on. I'm looking, of course, for our Agenda 21 tape set. I don't know what happened to it. Maybe it didn't get made up, but we do have, of course, a 4 tape set on sustainable development, a syllabus on sustainable development, and we have the Agenda 21 a program, certainly put into a syllabus form. It's actually originally published by the United Nations, but now they don't want people to read it because, of course, there's opposition. The last thing they want is for people to know about their subversive plan to destroy humanity. Let me repeat that. The subversive plan to destroy humanity. There's two other parts to this whole program. One is called the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which, of course, you can get from Cambridge University. It came out in 1994, but we have a summary of that in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. That's the Global Biodiversity Assessment and a summary available in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. The other, of course, is the Earth Charter, which you can pull off the Internet or you can get from Radio Liberty. And with the Agenda 21, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the Earth Charter, and you may want to add on to that, the Ten Commandments that come from the from the Georgia Guidestones, you'll have an idea of the subversive plan of these people, these wicked people who would destroy humanity and enslave mankind. Because this is really what it's all about. They're not interested in global warming. They know it's a scam. They're not interested in the animals. They're not interested in the trees. They're not interested in the insects in the forest. They're interested in control. Would you agree or disagree with that, Arlene?
Definitely. And what you've just mentioned about the Earth Charter, when someone becomes a member of ICLEI, that is the charter that their city is now living by. Because it's the Earth Charter that is the charter for ICLEI. And that's something that people need to be aware of. And in California, 150 of our major cities are all members of ICLEI. Here in Sonoma County, where I am, every single city and our county also are members of ICLEI. We also found out that we have one of our board members for our Board of Supervisors is a member of the National Board for ICLEI. And we believe that's kind of a little conflict of interest, but that's why she is such a big proponent of ICLEI and supporting it in every way. We've spoken to her personally about it, and she thinks it's one of the most marvelous organizations. Well, it's just proposing and pushing all of this green environmental wackyism and the Earth Charter, and you really need to read the Earth Charter because it's pretty scary. It's really worshiping of Mother Earth. And we don't want our cities to live by that, but that's what is happening when they become a member of ICLEI. And PG&E and the CPUC are also now living by the Earth Charter, which is a pretty scary thought for them as well.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 in the Central Coast of California. Kirk McKenzie's on the line. Kirk, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what you do, about certainly the DVD you have put together as a result of the meetings that were held up at the Klamath River Basin, exposing, of course, this subversive movement that is behind the effort to remove the dams up there. Why do they want to remove the four dams from the Klamath River? Why? So they can stop the use of hydroelectric power. Well, hydroelectric power is green energy. Well, of course, they're not really interested in green energy. They're interested in doing away with energy. Because, of course, electricity is the foundation of Western civilization. And these people really want to destroy Western civilization. Go right ahead, Kirk.
Well, the event up there, you know, just briefly, the rural America part of this implementation is different. It's the same in terms of its overall objective, but very different in terms of the implementation. But the essence of it is they're going after the 95% of the country we don't think about too much anymore. If we live in urban areas, we kind of drive through it from one city to the next, but we don't give too much thought to it because we've had really this exceptional national treasury, and we just kind of assume it. We don't realize it anymore, but water, our energy, our food, our building materials, you know, all these things come from that part of the country that we're driving through. And there's these great people out there. They're the reservoir of the American culture, in my opinion, of family values, of, you know, if you want to find some nice people, this is where I go for my holidays. And, you know, they're under attack. They're under assault. And they're ill-prepared for it because big government comes in, and these communities have relatively low-density populations. They have, you know, big land areas, but not a lot of money. They certainly don't have the San Francisco, New York-style attorneys. And so when government comes in, they tend to be pretty forceful with these people. They've even pulled guns and shotguns on these people just for carrying lumber in the back of their pickup truck. So it is really egregious what is going on, and it's completely blindsided to the rest of this country what's happening and the implications for our country. If we are become dependent on the things that we used to be, the breadbasket of the world, if we become dependent on, you know, foreign sources for our food and for our energy and for this and that, our building materials, not only is our wealth going to flow out of this country, we're going to export now the final industry that we are strong in, but we're really going to lose our sovereignty and our security. So I encourage people to come to the website, defendruralamerica.com. There's a video there, which is a documentary of the people in Siskiyou
County telling their story, and you can see in a short period of time exactly what's going on, catch up with the story. There's also the sheriff's at the Tall for the Constitution. That video is there as well. And then you can peruse the website, find out more about what's going on, and then from there you can link off to other places. And I encourage people to do that.
All right, fine. Well, Ornine, why don't you just talk a little bit more about your vision of Agenda 21, what its real purpose is, and then, of course, and how this ties into the smart meter program. Go right ahead.
Well, as you've mentioned, it truly is the blueprint for total control of every aspect of our lives. And I was with Kirk. We actually had a bus that went from the Bay Area so that about 45 people had the opportunity to see in real life what these people up in Siskiyou County are facing. And they were so gracious and hospitable to us. The different families hosted us as we came from the Bay Area, so we got to stay with them and learn about their lives. And then the next morning, they took us for a trip out to see one of the dams that will be coming down and visit the fish hatchery. And all of that, the fish hatchery will be destroyed along with those four dams, along with the livelihood of these people. And this is truly what Kirk said. This is rural America, but it's the breadbasket for the rest of us and provides us with our building materials, our water, our resources, our food. And once they take this down, this is kind of ground zero. There's never been a place where four dams will be coming down all together. And all it will take is just the Secretary of Interior to sign this. We're trying to fight it in every way, and Kirk's done a wonderful job with his website giving all the information how we can fight it. But these people, like we've seen with the CPUC, they truly believe they are lords and masters, and we're just like little pawns before them. We can speak out and they roll their eyes, and who knows if they pay any attention to us at all. It's very, very scary what has happened to our nation. But this is because of Agenda 21. These people have signed on to United Nations treaties that have taken away so much of our sovereignty and the ability that we actually have over local government to make our own decisions. And that's what the whole plan is of ICLEI. That's why it's called International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. They're really in charge of the local governments and changing them. Michael Shaw says that our local governments are becoming now little Soviets, little circles of commissioners that are not elected, but they are ruling and reigning and telling us what we can do with our own property and land. And you ask them, where did you come from and who are you and what gives you the right to do this? You are not our elected officials, but it's like our elected officials have given away more and more of their sovereignty to make these decisions. And then so many of our elected officials are part of this green movement. Every one of ours here in Sonoma County, there's not a single one we can talk to that isn't totally in support of the green communities and the ICLEI plans. So we see it all around us, and unless people are aware, they're just blindsided. They have no idea what is going on here. Well, what happened to my property rights? What has happened to my water rights?
I think people have to understand.
And, of course, with the smart meters, they plan to have a meter on not just for electricity, but for gas and for water. And that's coming next year as well. Both the gas and the water will now have meters on them. So they truly can control everything we do, but they can also see into everything we do. And that's what the smart meters also do. I wanted to mention in Germany, they actually came out with a report that the smart meters can tell someone what television program you're watching. Even if you're not watching a program on television, you're watching a DVD, the smart meter can still report back and let people know what you are viewing. So it is very invasive of our privacy. It's just amazing the data they're now collecting from these devices that is sent to some data collection and then can be sold to the highest bidder. I have a whole section on that in my book. So it is very amazing, the control aspect of this whole Agenda 21 plan, and the smart meters are definitely part of it.
And that's what people don't understand. It's really about control. Everybody in America has a number. If you get your Social Security number when you're born, supposedly that's just for your Social Security. And if you believe that, many people, when they issued the Social Security numbers back in 35, said, this is the mark of the beast. I mean, you're preparing us for this coming of the Antichrist. They said, oh, no. Social Security numbers would never be used for anything other than we want to help older people. We're from the government. We're not here to monitor you. We're here to help. And they were lying. They were lying then. They're lying now. Everybody has a number, not only in America, but all throughout the world. All the 1.2 billion people in India are being issued cards, identification cards with their numbers on them. The same is true in China. The same is true in Europe. They're trying to do this in Africa. It's all part of a master plan. Basically, of course, when you buy anything using a charge card or certainly a grocery card, there's a permanent record of that. They know exactly what you bought. Watch television, hear these detective programs, and they will tell you, you know, exactly what the person bought when they went to the store. They know what you're buying, and they're watching what you're buying. And so they're collecting dossiers on people. The FBI has a dossier. The CIA has a dossier. The DARPA, the Defense Military Intelligence, has a dossier. They put them all together in something called fusion centers. Fusion centers, go up on the internet and look up fusion centers. You'll find out that they're all across America. And that's, of course, where they're collecting these dossiers and putting them all together so they can record what you are doing. It's all there, because then they have the echelon, Project Echelon, so they can listen to your every telephone call, read every fax, read every email, keep a permanent record, and they do have permanent records on it, and they're all stored digitally. Everything you say, and because many times they'll even, if you have a cell phone, they can listen to what you say on the cell phone. They can track you with the cell phone. They have put software into the cell phones. Of course, they can track your movement. And of course, recently when it came out that this was on the Apple software, Apple said, oh, shucks, how did that possibly get there? Why, we have no idea how that software got into our program. And if you believe that, ladies and gentlemen, you're incredibly naive. I said they have their system of InfraGuard, they have their informers, they're watching everything you do. Understand, this is all it's about, control. Well, Eileen, you have 3 minutes to wrap up the program. And Kurt, what would you like to just make your parting remarks before we let you?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United
States have the syllabus, sustainable development, which is really one of the finest things out there. And then, of course, we have, because the four tapes set on sustainable development. We have a number of four tapes, CD sets on what's going up on the Klamath River. We hope to put these together into a four tape set or a series of four tape sets. So I thought the program tonight was outstanding. We have Agenda 21, certainly the Earth Charter and the Global Biodiversity Assessment are summarized in our syllabus, Sustainable Development, along with our population control material, certainly the information on the Georgia Guidestones and so much else. We really recommend the syllabus to you. You should get a copy of it and read it through very, very carefully. What is going on today is a massive subversive program. Now we have Orlean Kulda's book, By Stealth and Deception. By Stealth and Deception. We have her DVD, we have her book, Just Say No to Smart Meters. We have a four CD set on smart meters. You need to get this information. And then you need to help us get it out across America. Because it's not until people are personally affected, until one of their children ends up autistic because of the vaccines they've taken, until one of their children certainly has fluoride toxicity and metal deficiency, or one of the other complications of water fluoridation, of which there are many, until certainly one of their children has severe asthma or allergies directly related to taking the vaccines, or certainly because their health has been destroyed. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there are people out there who hate children. They've created new diseases. AIDS is a created disease. And if you haven't heard my talk on planned population reduction, you need to get it. Planned population reduction. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You need to go there. You need to pull down our material. You need to listen to our programs. And then, of course, if you are out there and you would like to become effective in this battle, why, we are going to have a script that will be up on our website at the end of this week, and it simply goes into the background of what you can do in your old community, starting simply calling people. We tell you exactly what to say, to introduce them to our programs, RadioLiberty.com, to get them to start listening. We have certainly our programs available on the Internet, on shortwave, on satellite, and certainly on radio programs and stations all across America. Once people get started listening, an awful lot of them get hooked and they listen regularly. Some people listen to our programs 5 hours a day. But you need, of course, to introduce other people to what's going on. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get the book. You need to understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces, because this is not simply a political battle. This is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. And of course, our plea to you is get the information and help us get the information out to others. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we can certainly use your help. We need financial helps to continue doing what we're doing. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Congressman Ron Paul, who's putting his life on the line. He knows that they'd like to kill him. And just hope and pray that they don't. We ask you, of course, to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, we'll be back at the same time. Dr. Stan, good night, and may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.